Before we go, a final send-off fit for a queen. Aretha Franklin was remembered in a day-long epic service. Jeffrey Brown captures some of the emotional and inspiring moments of this day.
The Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, was laid to rest today in her hometown of Detroit with a grand celebration of her life and legacy. There was love from family, fond memories from luminaries of all kinds. And of course, there was music, beautiful and rousing music. Tribute to one of the greatest musical stars this country has ever produced. The service capped a week-long send-off that drew lines of fans paying their respect to the legendary singer who died of pancreatic cancer on August 16th at age 76. Outside, more than 100 pink Cadillacs surrounded the Greater Grace Temple, where the funeral was held, setting the tone for the extravagant event that ran more than 5 hours. Inside, presided over by Bishop Charles Ellis, prayer, scripture,
somebody put your hands together and help me praise our God.
And a gospel choir welcomed a large crowd of friends and family. Aretha Franklin came from the church. Her father was a prominent pastor, and gospel was always present. Today, leading gospel singers such as the Clark Sisters sang their tributes.
He is my living bag.
One of today's biggest pop stars, Ariana Grande, took to the podium for a rendition of Franklin's classic song, Natural Woman. Later, one of Franklin's grandchildren spoke to and of his famous grandmother.
You show the world God's love, and there's nothing more honorable.
One after another, they came to the podium. Smokey Robinson, another legendary singer from Detroit, spoke and sang directly to his childhood friend.
So now my longest friend has gone home, and you want to be with our father like we all have to do one of these days. And I know you're up there, and you're celebrating with your family. And you're going to be one of the featured voices in the choir of angels.
I'll miss you, my friend. I know that my love for you will never end. Will never end. And I'm going to love you forever.
Former President Bill Clinton spoke of his earliest memories of Aretha Franklin and her music.
Started out not as a president, a first lady, a senator, a secretary of state. We started out as like Aretha groupies or something. She lived with faith, not without failure, but overcoming her failures. She lived with power, not without weakness, but overcoming her weaknesses. I just loved her.
93-year-old actress Cicely Tyson took the stage and spoke of the emotion Franklin's voice evoked.
She spoke to us through her soul. And that's why, no matter what she was singing, she moved every single person.
And throughout the afternoon, the music continued. Chaka Khan brought the church to its feet with the gospel song, Going Up Yonder. And in a grand finale, Stevie Wonder rounded out the service. Aretha Franklin, a musical titan and American icon who touched millions of us, given a rousing tribute overflowing with gratitude. She'll be buried in Detroit's Woodlawn Cemetery, the same resting place as her late family members and Rosa Parks. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jeffrey Brown.
A fitting farewell for the one and only. And finally,